Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Father, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here right now listening to your Word. Thank you because beyond the barriers, we are unlimited. And the Word of God that we hear today will transform our lives remarkably. We'll not forget these words. But these words will be a guiding light to the way we function for the rest of our lives. Thank you, Father, because the glory upon us has increased. Thank you. For in Jesus' mighty name of prayer, amen. All right, so happy new month once again. It's still the year of laughter. Irrespective, you know, we have a song. I am a Christian, no matter what happens, I just go ha, ha, ha. And so that means we know things would happen, but irrespective, because we are Christians, we are in Christ, we laugh. And that song, you should sing it often to remind yourself that this period, your response should be laughter, even in knowledge. Praise the Lord. And on Wednesday, I made clear that this is our month of oneness. This is our month of oneness. Irrespective of what's going on around the world, you should not lose focus of God's desire for you, God's desire for His church. And so it's our month of oneness. He wants us. He wants us to function as one with Him. That's why He sent Jesus, that we may know Him. That's what Jesus said, that this is life eternal, that they may know you. So He wants us to come into this oneness with Him through our knowledge of Him. And so we have time now to really dig deep into the Word of God and know how to function the way He wants us to function. All right, so let's look at this. Let's start. I have a challenge for you. Yeah, I hope you did the last one. Just keep yourself busy, all right? A challenge for you at the end of my preaching. But let's look at something from the Word of God I want to show you. Ephesians 4, verse 17. Just a line of thought, but would further emphasize the word for the month. Just speak in other tongues while you're there. Ligru pakasi gredosha kabrektus kuramande ligadisa. Ego prakisa gradusa kashtigra negradisa katusa vector ligredosh. To keep pak taskira dosa ramande. Likupran igesikt okoskat igedashta. Amen. All right, 4 verse 17, I read it. Paul is talking. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Oh my. He said, don't walk as other Gentiles in the vanity of their mind. He said, whatever is coming out from their mind, their mental calculations, their mental reasonings, to God it is vanity, a waste of time. It might work for now, but very soon it will crumble. He says, don't walk like them. Don't function like them. You have people who function based on what they think. They think this is what they should do, and so they should do it that way. But you're not like them. You've received a new life. You belong to a kingdom now with rules and principles set by God that you must follow. And so you don't function based on how you think. You function with the Word of God. That's what He's telling them over here. He said, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Don't walk like them. It might sound intelligent. It might sound nice. He says, don't walk like them in the vanity of their mind. And that's why I told you guys something in church a few weeks ago before all this started. I said, listen, I'm not impressed. This is my personal preference, but it's in line with the Word of God. I'm not impressed by quotations from popular people. I'm impressed, compelled by the Word of God. What Jesus has said. And don't be so swayed, easily swayed by so-called intellectuals. No, let the Word of God convince you. Let the Word of God be your guiding light, your boundary. If the Word of God has not said it, you're not interested. We talked about the consecrated Christian. Jesus and Jesus only. That should be your life. That's what he's telling them here. So don't walk like others in the vanity of their mind. So they try to reason it. They try to reason it. God should not be angry with this now. Is there even a God? People will reason that way. Give you things, sets of thoughts to follow, and you follow them? No. He says, don't walk like them. Verse 18. He says, having, he's explaining the Gentiles. That's unbelievers. He says, having the understanding darkened. That's what the Bible is telling us. They have their understanding darkened. So something is happening, but the way they understand it, it's darkened. Are you seeing it? Jesus said the word of God is truth. The Bible says the entrance of thy word giveth light. That means the word of God is light. So that's why he tells us that whatever happens around us, in our lives, in our environments, we should sieve with the word, because the word of God is light. Don't listen to what someone else is telling you. His understanding has been darkened. He can't understand it properly. If I put off the lights right now, you figure pastor must be sitting on something. Maybe it's a stool. You know I'm sitting on something, but you can't understand properly what I'm sitting on. Are you seeing it? You can tell someone she's sitting on something and you'll be correct. And you can say, I think it's a stool, but you'll be wrong. Until you put on the light, then you realize, oh, it's not a stool. It's actually an office chair. But the word of God is light. And that's why at times you have issues, you have situations where it seems as though the word of God is contradicting what you can see with your own eye, what other people too have confirmed. It's as though the word of God is contradicting it. No. He's saying without the word, your understanding will be darkened. You can have an idea of what's happening, but it's darkened. You need a word. And that's why when God says you are not sick, the word of God is light. He says nothing can touch you. Someone else is saying, no. Actually, something can touch you. Yes, you can pray to God to heal you, but something can touch you. Understanding is darkened because it is contrary to the word. They are looking at what they can see, what they can hear, but their understanding of the situation is darkened. He says, nothing can touch you. That is the light. That is the truth. I was just thinking, how that when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, he had a different understanding. He eventually told them in Mark 11, verse 23. He had a different understanding. He was thinking, I said it. Something is happening. Are you seeing it? They looked at the tree. It was still standing. The understanding was darkened. It was still standing. It had not moved. They went to the temple, came back. It was still standing. It had not moved. But Jesus is the word of God. Even though it looked like it was still standing, in reality, it had begun to die. But unless you had the word of God, at that moment, you would not know. At that moment, your understanding will be darkened. Are you seeing this? And so that's why he's advising us that we should not walk as the Gentiles. No matter how smart it sounds, no matter how scary it sounds, no matter how cautious it sounds, don't walk like them. Else you will die like them. It says your understanding is darkened. This is what God is telling you. No matter how much the brilliant minds conclude that this is what is supposed to happen, without the word of God, their understanding of the subject is darkened and influenced by darkness. But let's stop at darkened for today. It says, he's telling us why we should not follow them. Look at this. It says, being alienated from the life of God. Let me stop here. You have people who would argue with you that how can you say we have the life of God? Can you imagine that? They'll argue with you. They say Jesus said eternal life. Where did you hear eternal life is the life of God? Where is it? Well, I've showed you guys different times. But here it's clear. He's clear. He says being alienated from the life of God. That is a Gentile. That means a Christian is not alienated from the life of God. The Christian has the life of God. That's what he's saying here, clear. He says they are alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. No matter how smart he sounds, he is still ignorant. He doesn't have the life of God. And so his understanding is darkened. That's why he will argue with you. His understanding is darkened. He says, because of the blindness of their hearts. He says, don't walk like them. Don't function like them. Don't live your life like them.
It might sound extreme, but I told you I could not honestly tell you wash your hands, wear mask, use sanitizer. This is the understanding of the world, and it is darkened. What does God's word say? How can we act contrary to the word of God? Jesus said, be free to touch anything. When he met that leper in the book of Luke, chapter 5, all right? According to the understanding of men and precaution and what have you, he should not touch that leper. He was leprous. But he had a different life, and he did that. Because listen, the leper could have been healed without him touching him. Oh, that's for sure. The leper did not say, please, master, touch me. He could have healed. But he did that for this time, to send you a message that you can touch anything you want, and it will not affect you. In Luke 17, 12 chapters later, he healed 10 lepers without touching them. He just spoke. So he could have just spoken to the man. And this was the same Jesus who said in Mark 16, he says, they shall lay hands on the sick. Don't function according to the wisdom of this world. It might work for now, but it's working death. It's working death. That's what the Bible says. Okay, he's talking about the Gentiles. It says, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. So he's trying to say, this is also an expression of the fact that they're alienated from the life of God. So he says, don't walk like them. Don't follow them. Don't try to act wise like them. You might be doing what you're doing and you say it's foolishness. It's okay. It's okay. The Bible says, God chose through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. He knew it sounded, he knows the things that he says sound like foolishness to the world. Doesn't care. It is what he says that will work and would last. And he knows that. All right. He says, verse 20, but ye have not so learned Christ. Are you following this line of thought? He's saying, if you have learned Christ, you will not try to copy the Gentile. You will not try to use your sense for everything. You know, some people use sense for God. I said that last week. They use sense for God. They try to use their sense. You know, put one, put two together. Say, okay, you know, someone says, the instruction has come that you should sanitize your hand. Even God wants you to honor the government enough. If you don't sanitize your hand, what do you want God to do? It sounds smart. But you have not so learned Christ. Didn't I just tell you? While he walked on the earth, he didn't follow those regulations. He touched a leper and nothing happened. If you have learned Christ, you wouldn't care. You'd be bold about what you believe. I told you last Sunday, it is times like this that what you believe become obvious to you. So you can improve and get better. He says, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him. Have you heard? Have you heard Christ? We heard him. In Mark 16, he says, you shall lay hands. That was Jesus talking. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He didn't even bother talking about how it will not come near you. He talked about higher things. Move on from your own selfishness. I don't want to be infected. To thinking about leadership. Instead of, I don't want to be infected, helping those that are infected. He says, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Are you seeing what we've been saying since? You know, I tell you guys, I advise you guys often, listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Hear him. Be taught by him. Listen to him. Because the truth is in him. He's the best. He's the best. If Jesus has not said, stay away from that, don't stay away from it. If Jesus says, stay away from that, stay away from it. He's your guiding light. Okay, so, but he's going to give us something here. I'm going somewhere, remember. He says, that he had put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to this full loss. What does it mean by that? It says, ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Is it that I'm wearing the old man? He said, I should put the old man off. No, it says, concerning the former conversation. That means your former lifestyle. All right? The lifestyle you lived before that was influenced by the old life. That's what he's trying to talk about here. He says, the lifestyle the old man is used to. He said, put it off. That's what he's trying to say. concerning conversation, lifestyle. Before you got born again, there was a way you were used to acting, a way you were used to thinking, a way you were used to behaving. He says, put that off. It will not work anymore. It has no place in you anymore. He says, put it off. Because remember something, it is... okay. It's the way the old man thinks that influences. Bible says, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it's the way you think that influences your lifestyle. So when he says, put off the old man's way of thinking, the old man's lifestyle, it's right there to renew your mind. Look at this. It says, that he put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Change the way you think. Change the way you respond. Verse 24. It says, and that ye put on the new man. When you got born again, there's a new way of thinking now. There's a new way he wants you to think. There's a new way he wants you to respond. It says, put off the lifestyle adopted by the old man and put on this style, this new lifestyle, because you're a new man. But remember, I'm going somewhere. It says, that ye put off, or that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Number one, he's saying, learn from God. He's saying, learn from God. That's why he says, if you have heard Jesus and have been taught by him, learn from God. If God did not shake, you should not shake. If God did not move, you should not move. Learn from God. It's a bond of oneness. Learn from him. But I want to put the floodlight on something in that verse. Look into your Bible. 24. He says, and yet that he put on the new man, which after God is created. Whoa. This new man is created after God. Simple English, just like God. The word actually after can also be rendered in intensity and distribution as God. Let me explain something to you. How do I do this now? All right. I have a pillow here. This is a pillow. All right. Nice. Okay. And let's see what I can get here. This is another pillow. Hope you can see this. Yeah, but pillow, they look alike. In fact, I have one that is exactly this color, just that it's quite far. They look alike. They were made pillows. So the man that was making this planned to make a pillow. But he did not make it in the same intensity as this one. What I mean is, the distribution of foams inside this material is not, inside this material, is not as much as it is inside this one. The weight, the intensity of this one is not as much as this one. The colors are not the same. And so by looking at both of them, you know there's a big difference between both of them. Okay? So this one, if I threw this one at someone, the person can faint. If I threw this one at someone, it will not have the same effect. Because the distribution and intensity are different. So even if they are both pillows, this one was not created totally after this one. They don't even look alike. But if I created a pillow just like this one, with the same distribution and intensity, if I threw this pillow at someone and threw that pillow at someone, they will have the same result. What this pillow can do, the other pillow can do also. He says we were created after God. He didn't say after the image of God, because that's what he's trying to say. He's saying after the person of God. Intensity, distribution, what he can do, we can do also. He said, now someone can say, okay, we're created after God, but we're not as righteous as him. That's not what he said. He said, created after God, or which after God is created in righteousness. So as righteous as God is, we are that righteous. If God can do this thing and he's right, we can do that thing and we'll be right also. So it says, okay, but we're not as holy as God. That's not what he says. He says, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So we look at God. God looks at us and says, these ones are just like me. There is no difference. You know what they call carbon copy? That's them. Just like he said concerning Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son. You know, why don't we think the son is just like the father naturally? Why? Why, when you have a son, we don't think he's just like his father naturally? Like, for me, you know, just spit out. Why? Because there's a mother. We know the difference the mother would make in the life of that child. So even though he might look like the father, he'll still have some characteristics of the mother, and that's why you have children that look different from their parents, because they are two. What if it is just one parent? That means there will be no difference. He says, you were created after God. He says, now are we the sons of God. There's no difference. He says, this is how you should function. This is how you should live your life. No difference. Whatever he can do, you can do. That is how Jesus functioned, and God was not angry with him. That is how he wants you to function. Put away, be intellectual in the word. Let your brilliance come from the word. So much so, before you, while you're saying this, you're thinking about the word. Not about a textbook, but about the word, about something Jesus said. The way you even study the word of God will change. Whatever God can do, I can do. And he's not angry about it. That's what Jesus said. Let me show you something. John 5. John 5. Quickly, we'll soon close. And we'll pray. We'll pray. Because I'm going to send prayer points. 30 minutes. You're going to pray intensely. John 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Oh, igradis kapap to shit hash tikanda gradis. I want you to see verse 18. I didn't plan to say it, but I want you to just see it. He says, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God. Have you ever said, God is my father? Do you know the intensity of that statement? The Jews knew it. That's why they wanted to kill him. That's why. They persecuted him because he did miracles, worked miracles on the Sabbath day. But they wanted to kill him because he said God was his father. They knew what that meant. They knew when you say God is your father, you're saying you are equal with God. Because they are smart enough to know God does not have a wife. So it's not like when you say, this person is my father, you say, but you're not equal with him because there's a woman somewhere. They wanted to kill him for that. But you have people who say, God is my father, I don't mean it. You know these same Jews in John 8, later said God was their father. But they knew when Jesus said it, he didn't say it as per his colloquial, his general, God is my father. No, he meant it. When you get born again, God is your father. You've come into oneness with him. Verse 19 says, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Jesus was saying, he does do as I do with his Father. He says, whatever the Father do, that's what I do. The same thing, likewise. If he does this, I'm doing it. So he was saying, if you're angry with me, you're angry with God, because I'm just copying him. Look at it, verse 20. It says, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than this that ye may marvel. He said, you have not seen anything yet. I just did this one. You're complaining, and you will see more. And I'm not surprised. This is how Jesus talked. In chapter 1, he told Nathanael, he said, because I told you I saw you under the fig tree, you are old. He said, you've not seen anything yet. But the way he functioned, he thought, whatever I see God do, I can do. Whatever we saw Jesus do, we can do. If he touched the leper and nothing happened to him, we can touch the sick and nothing will happen to us. And he said we should. If he spoke to men that came to arrest him and they fell down, we can speak to those that are against us and they will fall down too. If despite the persecution and hatred he received from the Pharisees, he still loved them, we can receive persecution and hatred and still love people too. This is the place he has brought us. This is what he wants. This is what he wants. This is what it wants. If you see something in the Word of God that Jesus did or God did, and you think you cannot do it, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding. You're deceiving yourself. That's what the Bible says. He's that blunt about what you are doing. He says you are deceiving yourself. We have to move beyond this, there's this separation between me and God. Even though it's my Father, there's still a separation. That's not what he wants. That's not what he wanted. That was not why he sent Jesus. He said he wanted fellowship, a union, an understanding together. That's what he wants. The Bible says we are created after him in righteousness and true holiness. James 1, verse 22. I'll end with this. It says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. It says, when you hear the word, do it. Do it. Listen, here's a word for you. Talk like Jesus. Be bold like Jesus. Talk about God. Talk to God like Jesus. It says, don't just hear it. Do it. Don't deceive yourself. It says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He says, for he beholdeth himself, he's trying to tell you what's happening here, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So he was not an ordinary man. He was not. When Jesus walked on the water, the disciples said, what manner of man is this? When you get born again, you're a different manner of man. He says, when you listen to the word, like I just spoke now, do like Jesus, talk like Jesus, be bold like Jesus. He says, there's a picture you see. There's an image you see about yourself. You see yourself functioning in that light. He says, you have heard the word. You're seeing an image. He says, but if you go back and you don't do the word, you have deceived yourself. Because that image you saw was not a vision of what you should be. It was a picture of who you were and who you are. He says, if you don't function accordingly, you have deceived yourself. If you try to now come down to human level and start being concerned like others, you are deceiving yourself. You know. Let me end with this. I've not used any CD mask, and I'll not use one. But if your faith is not strong enough, you can go ahead and use. But if I was walking in the supermarket, you have some people who say, this one is just deceiving herself. You think it will not touch you. You're just deceiving yourself. In heaven, I know what they are saying. If I was using mask, those in heaven would have said, this one is just deceiving herself. She thinks she can catch it. Are you seeing it? She's deceiving herself. When you're afraid to touch, you are moved. They are saying, this one is just deceiving himself. He thinks the demon can get him. He's just deceiving himself. He says, don't deceive yourself. Walk as who you are. Function as who you are. This is your time. This is your time. Function as who you are. And I said, I have a challenge. This period, you have enough time to dig deep into who you are. Let me just show you something I think you should see. I'll just say it and go back and think about it. In John 17, verse 23, Jesus is talking. He said, I in them and thou in me. It's like butter in bread and bread in butter. That's what he's trying to say. Doesn't make sense, right? But listen to this. That they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. He's saying he wants us to be one with him. While he is one with the Father. So in other words, he wants us to be one with the Father. So the world will know that God sent him. By the time they see us functioning just like him, and the world will know that he loves us just like he loved him, because there's no difference between ourselves and him. It is Jesus who prayed this prayer. This is what he wanted for you. Living a life beneath this reality is deceiving yourself. But that's why the word of God has come forth, so you can measure up and exceed in glory this word that he has said. Let me pray for you. I pray for you that this week is fruitful, productive, no time wasted. This week, your knowledge of who you are, revelation of who you are, is unveiled to you in increasing measure. And I rebuke fear. I rebuke pain. I rebuke loss in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.